virtual couch.
It should be illegal to have this much swag. Letitia, maybe you need to order up a prescription for that sauce, girl. Are you ready to be enlightened, empowered, and inspired? Wipe your feet at the door. Get your snacks, water, and an opened mind to take in these priceless gems from your favorite therapist, Letitia.
With that dope swag from the best coast to the west coast. And she's fine, too.
On Letitia's virtual couch. Do your thing, beautiful.
Please be advised, the information shared on Letitia's virtual couch is for informational and educational purposes only. If you find yourself becoming triggered from any segment of this episode, please refrain from listening. If you are experiencing a psychiatric emergency, please dial 911 or report to your nearest emergency room. Remember, information shared on this platform is not to replace therapeutic intervention. Thank you. Men, when was the last time you had a good cry? Yes, you men, when was the last time? You too are affected by emotions and things that you are experiencing around you. And one thing that I always say, if you don't let it out, it's going to stay in and it's going to manifest in other ways. And most times those things are going to be unhealthy ways and toxic ways. Now, today's episode, I want to dedicate it towards hearing other men express the last time they cried or didn't cry. But the whole purpose is to allow you the space to cry, to let you know that it's okay to cry, and that you men, yes, we need you to be our superheroes, but you can't be that 24/7, okay? So when I return, let's talk more about men crying, okay? So stay tuned.
Hey, this is your girl Letitia coming to you from the virtual couch. I want to take a little bit of your time today to discuss how to find the right therapist. Now, like with anything, your hairstylist, your gardener, your medical doctor, it may take a few tries before you find the right fit. Finding the right therapist is no different. So stay the course and don't give up. Also, I want to empower you to ask questions. Do not feel like you're being intrusive by asking questions, because guess what? This is the person that's going to lead you and guide you towards your healing. And this is a very important partnership. So I will say this even as a therapist myself. If a therapist becomes offended by any questions that you may have, just like with any other individual that I discussed before, like your doctor, your gardener, whoever, someone, you know, working on your home. If they become offended, you're probably not going to hire them, right? Exactly. Your therapist is no different. So don't feel offended. Don't be offended by the degrees and the licenses and yes, all those hard things we worked for, but we're here for you. And so it is your right to ask every question you need to ask to make sure it is the right fit for you. And again, it may take a few tries. And again, it doesn't mean that you're a bad person or that therapist is a bad person either. It just means that, you know what, they may not be the right person to guide you on your journey. So I want to leave you with a few resources. PsychologyToday.com is a resource where you can view various therapists, and you can even input your area by your zip code, your city, and your state to find the therapist nearest you. You can also go to therapyforblackgirls.com and therapyforblackmen.org. Please seek these resources out. They are awesome. There are some wonderful, very experienced therapists on these sites, some of which are my beautiful colleagues, and I know the hard work that they do, and they are waiting to hear from you. Okay, so I'm not gonna take any more of your time because I know you can't wait to get to that computer, right? And search out that therapist. So I'm not going to say anything further. If you want to tell me about your experience, I would love to hear about it. Please email me at virtualcouchpodcast1@gmail.com. And happy hunting. Take care.
Okay, get back into your comfortable spot and get cozy to hear some more of our girl Letitia's dope jams. Now, let's listen in.
Research has found that in addition to being self-soothing, shedding emotional tears releases oxytocin and endorphins. These chemicals make people feel good and may also ease physical and emotional pain. In this way, crying can help reduce pain and promote a sense of well-being. People, especially you men, may suppress due to the sense of it, you know, being seen as a weakness. And science suggests that doing so may prevent you from reaping many of the amazing benefits that crying has. Now, the first benefit is it has a soothing effect. Didn't I just say that? Self-soothing is when people regulate their own emotions, calm themselves, reduce their own distress. And this is learned when we're babies, actually. That's why it's okay to allow the baby to cry and not always pick them up, because you may be preventing them from learning to self-soothe. And it's okay, long as you check that diaper, long as you see nothing that's harming them, it's okay for you to allow that baby to cry. Now, I know the old people would say, allow that baby to expand their lungs and make their lungs stronger, right? So yes, this is when self-soothing is actually learned. In fact, a 2014 study showed and found that crying may have a direct self-soothing effect on people. The study explained how crying activates the parasympathetic nervous system, which helps people to relax. Yes, the parasympathetic is really good to help us relax us on part of our nervous system. Number two, it gets support from others. As well as helping people self-soothe, crying can help people get support from others around them. Have you ever seen someone cry and then automatically you go to see what's wrong? So simple as that. Crying is primarily an attachment behavior, as it rallies support from the people around us. This is known as an interpersonal or social benefit of crying. Number three, it helps to relieve pain. Yes, research has found that in addition to being self-soothing, shedding emotional tears, like I said before, releases oxytocin and endorphins. These chemicals make people feel good and may also ease both physical and emotional pain. In this way, crying can help reduce pain and promote a sense of well-being, as I stated before. Crying also, number four, enhances our mood. Crying may help lift people's spirits and make us all feel better. As well, again, as relieving pain,
here's these oxytocin and endorphins again, can help us improve our mood. And this is why they are also known as the feel-good chemicals. And remember, I talked about oxytocin and endorphins where again? In sex. You know what I'm saying? To name a few things. So absolutely. Now, toxic sex? Absolutely not. Because afterwards, you're going to probably feel even more lower because you may feel attached to somebody who's not attached to you. But that's a whole nother podcast that I did a few months ago. You should go listen to it when I talked about relationships and attachments and unconditional love and all that stuff. People are joining with people who just are not into you. And so that can put you in a bad mood and can do what? Have you crying, right? Number five, releases toxins and relieves stress. When humans cry in response to stress, their tears contain a number of stress hormones and other chemicals. Researchers believe that crying could reduce the level of these chemicals in the body, which could in turn reduce stress. Yes, so those wonderful tear ducts are, what I say, gateways to allow that stress to depart from us. Most research is needed in this area, however, to confirm this. So there's some studies still going on, but I can even do a self-study, anecdotal, if you will, to say that it does. After a good cry, I do feel more relieved and less stressed. So you heard it from me. I'm my own subject, right, in this research study to say that it is true. Okay, at least for me. Number six, it aids sleep. A small study in 2015 found that crying can help babies sleep better. Not just babies. Have you ever got in trouble back in the day, you guys, and you had a good cry and you had the best sleep ever? I know I did. Whether crying has the same sleep-enhancing effect on adults is yet to be researched. And again, from my anecdotal experience, I can definitely say after a good cry, I do sleep better. I sleep more deeply, even though I'm a great sleeper anyway. But I will say after a good cry, I do sleep better, right? However, it follows that calming, mood-enhancing, and pain-relieving effects of crying above may help a person fall asleep more easily. Number seven, and I thought this was quite interesting, fights bacteria. Crying helps to kill bacteria and keeps the eyes clean as tears contain a fluid called lysozyme. Wow, lysozyme. Yes, it contains a fluid called lysozyme. A 2011 study found that lysozyme had such powerful antibacterial properties that could even help to reduce risks presented by bioterror agents such as anthrax. Wow. So yeah. So lysozyme, I'm going to read that again, has such powerful antibacterial and microbial properties. Yeah. Okay. So it was both of those. Okay. Wow. To reduce risk presented by bioterror agents such as anthrax. That is real interesting. Number eight, it improves vision. Bioterrors, which are released every time a person blinks. Yes, when we blink, we have the bioterrors. Some more than others. It depends on if you have something going on with your eyes, because I see some people have this condition. I forgot what it's called, but they tear up a lot. But when a person blinks, because it keeps our eyeballs moist, we need that, right? It helps to keep the eyes moist and prevent mucous membranes from drying out. As the National Eye Institute explains, the lubricating effects of basal tears helps people to see more clearly. When the membranes dry out, visions can become blurry. So, crying is effective. I want you to hear a list of men that I actually had a conversation with. And some hadn't cried. They didn't even really know the last time they cried. But others, they felt that they were able to cry more easily, being that an emotional event happened and the floodgates just opened. Or some even cried from looking at television shows. And we usually think that that's something that's associated only with women. And that's not the case. And we need to erase that stigma and allow men to cry. Now, I will say this. Men are not going to cry in spaces that are not safe, and they shouldn't, right? And you may feel like you're a safe space. So guess what? You could be a safe space. It doesn't matter, because if they don't feel comfortable in crying with you, then they're not. So it is something that you shouldn't force. You shouldn't try to manufacture, because that's phony. And they're going to pick up on it. So don't even do it. A man, most times they feel comfortable crying by themselves, you know? So ladies, stop always trying to be, oh, you need to cry with me. No, he does not. No, he doesn't. Okay. So I just want to say that I had so much fun speaking with men. I speak with men for a living because I see mostly men in my practice, right? And like I say, you either have it or you don't. Don't try to manufacture being something that you're not. That's the worst thing you can do, is be, what I say, a carbon copy. Because that way you're not a safe space. If you're always trying to be like someone else and be something that you're not, whether you know it or not, it's picked up on. People sense that quite easily. Okay. So I hope you enjoy this episode. And men, it's okay to cry. It's okay to cry, because again, like I said in the middle of this episode, it's going to come out in healthy, unhealthy ways anyway. And it also can affect your physiological health. Okay. As well as, we know, the mental health too. So with that said, I hope you have a great rest of your day, and thank you for joining me on my comfy virtual couch. As always, take care. Men, when was the last time you cried? You can go into detail as much as you want, but if you don't, that's fine as well. But I just wanted to know, when was the last time you actually cried?
Probably a little over 4.5 years ago.
The last time I cried. I really don't remember. I remember being down, like, oh my gosh, like, this is hell type of feeling. But crying, I don't remember.
Hey, Leticia, just went to chime in on this thread. So the last time I cried was yesterday. I was listening to a sermon by a rabbi, a messianic Jewish sermon congregation. They were talking about the Holy Spirit, powerful message. And yeah, that was the last time. And usually whenever I cry, it deals with the Word of God, as long as it's theologically sound. So yeah.
2021. During COVID, when I lost my father, probably then, but it wasn't immediate. It was like hell, damn near weeks later. I don't know what that was about, but I just got over COVID myself. So yeah, it was a tough time.
Rich, I appreciate you sharing that. Yeah, definitely. A lot of people, we were going through like a collective grief. So many people were being, you know, lives were taken at that time from COVID. And I want to just give you my condolences still, because when all the fanfare leaves and, you know, you're still grieving, you still have to endure anniversaries, birthdays, death anniversaries, and all of that stuff. And people don't realize it. And sometimes you can have a delayed response, and that's very normal, because that's basically the stage of grief. You know, you're just going through the stages, and you taking care of your own health, you probably wasn't able to really grieve until you, you know, got well yourself. And then sometimes that's how grief happens. You know, you have to go through that initial shock, and then reality hits you. So it's really normal. So that's what that's about. It's really normal to have a delayed reaction. Some people don't even grieve until even a year later, and even more. It depends on what's going on in their lives at that time. So I hope you're well. I thank you so much for sharing your story. And
When you need to cry, bro, let it out. Because we know what I tell people in therapy too, because I'm a therapist. It's going to come out in some way, you know? So I'd rather it come out healthy with you crying, because what typically happens with men, it comes out in unhealthy ways. And sometimes women too, but here this thread is about you men. It can come out in substance abuse. It can come out in anger and all kind of other unhealthy ways that becomes a snowball effect. So thank you again, and I appreciate you.
Absolutely. I appreciate you also for those words. Yeah, it was a tough time, you know, still deal with it off and on, but, you know, time helps, prayer helps, and therapy helps, because I am in therapy. I do that on a regular basis as kind of upkeep, preventative maintenance, I guess. But yeah, so I appreciate it.
Rich, I'm so loving your response. Thank you for saying those words. You said preventative maintenance, and that's what it's about. Just like with anything else, whether it's our physical health or even our cars, we need vehicles, because that encompasses trucks and stuff too. We need to seek therapy when things are going well. Yes, we don't wait until we hit a crisis. And when
So Leticia, my son was in a K-pop competition / show this past February through late April. And unfortunately, because of the show, I did a lot to make sure that he succeeded, but some of it was a little bit too much in his mind and his company's mind and his mom's mind. So as a result, we haven't been talking for a bit, and I kind of miss him. I just miss him. So there was a point where I just started thinking about our relationship and the ups and downs over the years. And as a result, it made me really sad. And so I have twin boys, and even though the other boy and I were fine at the time, at least, the younger one who's in Korea doing the K-pop thing, unfortunately, it just my heart broke a bit. And I broke down. So that's the last time. To answer your question.
Brandon, thank you so much for your share. You know, I look forward to you coming on the thread. You always have some great gems to drop. So thank you so much again for sharing your vulnerability. Thank you so much, Brandon.
No, I got to thank you as well, Leticia, for creating these great chats. So thank you for doing that as well. And I feel very lucky that I met you. I remember it was that funny comment you made, something about boogers, some kind of boogers or whatever it was. So thank you for just being funny. And now I, you know, through other chats, I've learned how deep and cool you are. So thank you. Seriously.
Hi, Leticia. This is my first time meeting you, and I love this thread. I am a serial TV crier. I don't know why, but I just love to cry, even to cartoons, believe it or not. And the last time I cried was yesterday when one of the main characters of this anime that I watch, his brother passes away. And I could not help crying, especially in context of loss. I've lost a lot of people in my life, and it brings out the crying in me. It really hits me really hard. So, yeah. That is when, that's when I cry, and I think it brings back a lot of memories for me of, you know, when I've lost people. And the last time before that was The Bear. I cried watching the TV show The Bear. But anyway. And then before that, last time before that, I cried watching the TV show Succession in one of the final, one of the fourth or fifth final episode. I don't want to spoil it for folks, but yeah. Yeah. All right. Thank you for the thread.
Me, thank you. Nice meeting you as well for the first time. And thank you for sharing and expressing your vulnerability as well. I think more men need to see that it's okay to cry. So the whole reason why I created this thread was to show and normalize and erase the stigma and taboo surrounding around men actually crying. You know, it's healthy. You have tear ducts for a reason, men.
Yeah, last time I cried was about 3 days ago. I'm in the same boat Brian is. My son is now on Broadway and he graduated from NYU back this May. And so he's no longer living with me and we don't communicate as much because he's always busy. But I started reminiscing about how I treated him when we were growing, he was growing up. And I'm a good father, but there were some things I did bad and I just broke down crying when I thought about it. And what I mean by did things bad, I mean, like, there was a time where we watched a horror movie together. And then he was like, Daddy, I'm afraid. And I told him, go to bed. You need to be more afraid of me. No, I was supposed to hold him in my arms and say, that's okay. You're with your dad now. Nobody's going to harm you. But I didn't do that. And when I really thought about how he, at 10 years old, had to deal with that by himself, it just made me cry.
I appreciate your honesty and being vulnerable as well. And yeah, you know, that's the stereotypical behavior that a lot of men, you know, continue to perpetuate. But look at how you were able to stop and look and reevaluate and change. So now he won't go on perpetuating that type of toxic masculinity. See what you did there? So don't beat yourself up about what you've learned, because it's hard to undo those things that we've learned if no one ever taught us. But yeah, I appreciate that story because it happens with a lot of men. You know, it happens even with women too, especially in the African-American culture. You know, we're taught to be stoic, you know, don't cry. And, you know, those things are toxic. It's unhealthy. And we're human. And so I appreciate that hurt. I really do. And your name hurt. No pun intended. Right. But thank you. I appreciate that.
Hello, everyone. This is mid-September 2023. I am in South Asia. I am in India. And I did not externally cry as in with tears, but I was quite sad and I did almost cry about 2 days back.
Wow, great thread. And yeah, I think that it's important for every human being to feel comfortable sharing their emotions.
The context was that my aunt, my mother's sister, who had been traveling for about 800 kilometers. I'm so sorry if you are in America and you are wondering how many miles 800 kilometers is. I might not be able to help with that immediately. My aunt was traveling about 800 kilometers in a train. And due to the heavy rains or the mismanagement of the Indian railway system, the train was cancelled after arriving at a certain place. So it went for about 400-500 kilometers and then declared that okay, the tracks here and henceforth are not worth traveling over, so we are going to return the whole rack back to the origination place. And we are from the privileged class. My aunt could get down at whichever place the train had stopped and take some alternate modes of transport and even eventually took a flight and reached wherever she wanted to go. But on that same train journey, there were, I think, hundreds of people who are not from as privileged backgrounds, and all that they could do is just sit in the train and probably go back to where they came from and find some relative to stay with. And this happened to me in Corona period also. We take so many things for granted. We get up in the morning, we have our toothbrush and toothpaste, and we have toilet facilities, we have food, we have this, that, everything. Just imagine the plight of those people. They are stranded in the middle of almost nowhere, and they had to travel back to where they came from. And thereafter, I don't know what would have happened of them. And this is the reality of life. We go ahead and save dogs, cats, which is a good thing. We save wildlife, we save sharks, we save whales and every other species on the planet. We also kill them, obviously. And here we are, often forgetting that we need to even look out for each other. So that made me cry, in a way.
And Chopi, what I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. And don't worry about converting the kilometers into miles. We'll do that. The whole point is your story. And thank you for sharing. Wonderful story. And again, I'm so grateful to you men who are opening up and sharing the last time you cried. And I hope you know that it's okay to cry. I can't stress that enough. So thank you again for all the wonderful stories. I'm really enjoying this. Thank you.
I think the last time I cried, at least the last time I remember crying, and like it had to do with human beings and not interaction with like non-human systems, was around 6 years ago. It was something, I don't know, relationship related. But I very often cry watching anime, kind of like Minho was saying, you know, or other types of, movies, TV series, whatever, you know. I cried during my life mostly, not because of humans in interaction with them, but because of watching anime and movies and TV series. That's where most of my tears have come from.
Laura, thank you for your kind words. Thank you so much. And Brandon, you're just not going to let me live that what I said in the other thread down, right? You're just not going to ever let me forget that, right? If you know me, I'm a very well-balanced person. I have a funny side. I have a very serious side. So my friends all know that about me. I am a jokester. I will have you almost peeing in your pants. Like literally, my family knows that about me too. And we need to live very balanced lives. And I pride myself on being able to make people laugh. And I also like to be in circles and spaces where people are making me happy as well. And so if I feel like I'm in a space where I'm becoming more angry and irritated and agitated, it's time to cut that thing loose because it's cancerous.
And to say the last time I think I shed a tear, I think it was because I was listening to some song which had really touching lyrics. I think I was doing karaoke and singing it. And like when I got to like the really sensitive lyrics, I was like struggling really hard to contain myself from crying, to be honest, because they were like really beautiful, you know, and positive and motivating and stuff like that.
Thanks so much, Leticia, for opening up this channel and for opening up the an avenue for dialogue and reflection on this particular topic. And, you know, those fatherhood shares certainly were profound. I'm a father, and I could probably well up a little bit every day when my son walks out of his bedroom. And, you know, I think I'm just excited about his existence and his opportunity, you know, to walk out the door every day and learn. But specifically, it was about a month ago, I was in Los Angeles and I was with a friend who had lost her father. And they were going through so many emotional connections that just had not been made. We had been spending some time really diving into kind of an open emotional space. It's, you know, something that she needed and that I was very happy to be there for. And it kind of broke a chasm open in me because I could see how desperately she was missing that connection. just the presence, even though he passed in hospice and he had been there for months, just the earthly presence was so powerful. And for her to not have him there anymore was such a gap for her, a new gap. And I could see that and I could feel that, and it kind of projected me forward and projected me backwards to the loss of, you know, my grandmother, projected me forward to, you know, just thinking about the opportunity to be here in every way that I can for my son, for myself. And yeah, it all came pouring out. So that was the last time, and it was quite refreshing. So I appreciate you all.
Thank you for that submission. And I'm glad that you used the word refreshing, because it sounded like the floodgates just opened up, huh? You were holding on to some things for quite a while, and this, you couldn't even control it any longer. So thank you for that. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. Is it Kamu? I'm pronouncing your name correctly. So yeah, thank you for that. I appreciate it.
The last time I cried was probably about 9 months ago. No. Last time I cried for sad reasons, it's probably 9 months ago. And that was, but at that point, like, I was crying like every 2 weeks, going through a lot of depression at that point in time for a lot of different reasons over the last 3 years. So yeah.
This is such a good thread. The last time I cried was in December when I lost my brother 3 days before my birthday. It was one of the toughest days of my life. I still think about him every single day. You know, that's life. But yeah, thank you for this. It's a good thread.
Excellent question. Well, there's two versions of crying for me. In the last week or so on this app, I've been crying with laughter. That's some of the hilarity that's been going on. The other version of crying, about 12 hours ago, and actually quite frequently, and I don't carry any shame with that. It used to bother me that being a man had to present this image, and it would be mocked and laughed at, which says more about other people. So quite a bit when it flows. Sometimes, like last night when I was watching Married at First Sight. Yeah.
I think my case, I was never emotional growing up, other than, you know, standard things would make you cry. Death, right? Not getting what you want. Extreme pain. And then I had kids. I had my first kid like 8 years ago. Holy cow, I got emotional. I can't watch a commercial or a movie. I don't care what it is. It could be very basic, and I'm getting emotional and tearing up more than my wife.
Okay, I know it's for men, but I think I can participate.
If you or someone you love are having thoughts of committing suicide, please call the National Suicide Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 or call 1-800-273-TALK. You are not alone.
Wasn't that so fire?
I hope you enjoyed your time on the virtual couch with our girl Leticia. On Leticia's virtual couch.
You did that, Leticia.
Leticia's virtual couch.